Next is personnel policy update by Monica, please. And I think Laura Lee also will be involved.
Folks, this is Monica Reedus. She's been with us for about 18 or 19 months as a personnel specialist. And I'll get more into the detail later, but Monica, I was in a search, as y'all know, to find an HR specialist. During the last 2 months to 6 weeks, we had some very thorny personnel issues, and Monica stood up, and her integrity and her loyalty to the organization determined, for me at least, I had somebody right here that could do the job, and so therefore Monica Wheelis is our new HR director.
Good morning. I believe that everyone's received a redline copy of the full policy manual, and the general counsel, the internal auditor, the CFO, and I all work together to try and review each policy and make necessary adjustments based on practices that we were finding we were having problems with personnel and also getting in compliance with legal issues. I think I'm going to touch on a few areas where we had significant changes, and then any questions you may have we can review as we go along, and Laura Lee will work with me on that. The first item that I want to draw your attention to is we added section 1.12, which is HIPAA. And basically, we've been complying with the HIPAA regulations, passing out the required notices annually, but we're going to put a small blob in the policy manual to address the fact that we do comply with HIPAA. The next article I'd like to discuss is section 2.03 on timeliness. Fairness policy required 1 hour notice if employee would be absent from work. Changes apply 1 hour notice or as soon as practicable notice to unexpected absences. For expected or planned absences, it allows the supervisors to develop their own notice requirements. Basically, it's explained to the employees that they can't decide they want to take a day off to go shopping or something and give their employer, their supervisor, 1 hour notice. If it's at all possible, if you're planning an absence, you need to give more notice than 1 hour. And basically, we were running into problems with supervisors who possibly had staff that were traveled, perhaps IT staff. They had staff going to different locations, and if someone called in sick that was supposed to be in the office, that could leave them shorthanded. So we're asking, making that change to where the supervisor has a little more discretion. Section 4.01, categories of employment. We changed the hours for regular and temporary full-time employees from 30 hours to 40 hours per week. Full-time employees are expected to work 40 hours per week. Section 7.02, employee responsibilities and reports. Require supervisors to promptly notify the Human Resources Department of on-the-job accidents as termination as a possible disciplinary action for failing to report accidents. Section 7.04 also touches on this. And basically, we're making it the requirements to report an accident mandatory. In the past, we've been having problems hearing about possible accidents that have happened a week or so after the fact. And this creates a huge liability. It's causing a problem with workers' compensation. And we're putting stronger language in the policy so everyone understands that when there's an accident, we need to know it immediately. Section 8.03, drug and alcohol use. At prohibition of being under the influence while operating Brazos River Authority vehicles or during worker hours, add reference to alcohol use. We also added in 8.04 alcohol testing and mandatory post-accident testing. Limit random testing to safety-sensitive positions. So basically, we reference drug use and you know, you can't be under the influence of drugs but not alcohol, so we added the alcohol in there so there was no question of our expectations. Section 9.04, valid driver's license. Add requirement that employees must notify Brazos River Authority of traffic violations and changes in driver's license status. This, again, is a liability issue. Section 13.01, job description. Add requirement for supervisors to ensure that employees' job descriptions are correct. Basically, we want to ensure that the employees are not misclassified as exempt or non-exempt, and that they're being paid according to the job duty that they were assigned. We want to make sure that all the supervisors understand what their employees' job description is, and that they are pushing that forward. They come to the HR department and explain that basically they're not doing that job. Section 18.14, personal time off, PTO. Changes payout of PTO upon termination to 50% of unused PTO. And Section 18.15, termination of employment, clarifies payout upon termination. We just made the language a little easier to understand. And finally, I wanted to go over Section 19.01, holidays. Allow general manager slash CEO to set holiday schedule if a holiday falls on a weekend. We're not giving them full reign of the holiday policy. What we're doing is if the holiday falls on a Saturday or Sunday, it is his discretion to set when that holiday would be taken. Are there any questions?
I had a question about the limits on random testing the sensitive safety positions, safety sensitive positions. Why that? I mean, it would seem to me that safety isn't every job, so even if it's an office professional that they're out picking up supplies, you would think that they should be subject to it too. So I just wonder why.
Lauren, go ahead and respond to that.
We went back through, and the problem is really there's a lot of case law with regard to drug testing when you can and can't do it. And there is a specific limitation when they talk about random, true random testing, and the term of art, the legal term of art is safety-sensitive positions. And usually where you see that, certainly our law enforcement would fall into that category, folks that are operating any heavy equipment, those sorts of things. The concern was that, and in addition, when you do the random drug testing, you've got to be really, really careful that you can establish the random basis to which you apply it. And a lot of companies now are going to outside third parties or computer programs to determine that. So we want to just make sure that we don't get into a situation, because we are being a lot more aggressive with regard to the drug testing policy, alcohol testing policy. We're putting in strict requirements on, for example, the first accident. No matter how minor the accident is, there needs to be testing or termination of employees, and we've had several instances where that's actually happened. And so we're being as aggressive as we can on the drug policy. On the other hand, we want to make sure that those areas where the law limits us, we stay within those borders so we don't find ourselves running, you know, sort of afoul with the law. So that's why we put that language in.
Okay.
I've got one. What does the policy say under the influence instead of just prohibiting alcohol use?
Well, we can have alcohol after hours. You could go home tonight and have a glass of wine. That's not prohibited.
That's what we're talking about during.
Well, it does say that.
The argument is, let's say you got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and with your egg omelet, you decide to have, you know, a vodka and orange juice, and you decide that 4 or 5 of them before you came to work. Arguably, we want to make sure that if you show up on our doorstep and you're under the influence of alcohol, even if you're not drinking on the job, have no presence of alcohol, have nothing, you know, with you, if you're under the influence, if you appear impaired. And that's both, frankly, for drugs or alcohol. If you come in and a reasonable person would pick up on the fact that you may have engaged in either illegal drugs or illicit drugs or alcohol before you come in, we would still have the ability to have you tested.
Is there a prohibition of employees drinking while on the job?
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear.
Yes. In addition, Brazos River Authority employees shall not consume or be under the influence of alcoholic beverages during Brazos River Authority employment hours for while driving a Brazos River Authority vehicle.
Okay.
That's in Section 803. Okay. That was an addition that was added.
Okay. That answered my question. Thank you.
I had one more. In the 1301, where you're talking about ensure that the employee's job descriptions are correct, is it that, is there a time, for example, when you do your job performance review, would they look at the description at that time? Is there something in there? Is it that, I don't remember.
That has not been done in the past, but that is something I was going to implement starting with this year's employee evaluation, was to give a supervisor a copy of the job description to be reviewed at that same time.
Good. The reason I asked was because that's kind of nebulous when you say ensure without putting a time frame,
yes,
or something.
I think if we do it annually, we'll probably find, right, and that seems to tie together at the time to do that.
I think that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Michael, would you comment on the list of deficiencies in this personnel audit? I know that they all this all occurred, of course, before you came. But pretty substantial amount of work here. How do you intend to bring these things up today?
Library.
Basically, we plan to implement procedures. HR has new procedures in place, written procedures. And so we plan to, and we have already started drafting procedures to address these matters.
Do you have someone on your staff just assigned to bring these up to date now? Or?
Well, we have Millicent Lee has started. She is our new HR coordinator, and she has started drafting some of the procedures for these, and all the procedures were once drafted, and I feel comfortable with them, and they'll go to Phil Ford, and he will then approve them.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Yes, sir.
Do we have any employees that are in the National Guard or Reserves that are subject to call-up?
Yes, sir. We just had one return from active duty in January. He was out, I believe, 18 months.
What's our policy about those with a call to active duty and maintaining their pay schedule vis-a-vis if it's less than on active duty and what it was here? Do we have a policy that make up the difference?
Yes, it's section 18.02, and basically we make up whatever the difference is between what they receive in the military and what the Brazos River Authority pays. We pay them the difference for that.
Okay, and we keep their longevity, retirement, and all that continues.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions, Monica? Okay, thank you and welcome.
We're glad to have you. I believe I need to read the resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And there was one article that was one section that was left off the resolution, off the written. And we'll have that adjusted prior to the board meeting. It's section 14.02, personnel action form. And basically, we're clarifying in the policy that the personnel action form should not be communicated to the employee until after all signatures have been obtained. And that's if there are any adjustments along the way, if we find that it's not within the budget, the employee is not disappointed because we're having to scale back on a pay increase or something to that effect.
I said another way, before it went through all the wickets, promotions and pay raises or merit pay were being promised to certain employees. When it came up and it went through the wicket and says, well, how can you do that based on this? Sometimes the supervisor had to say, oh, I didn't consider that. And so, and they'd already told them. So this way, this precludes that from happening.
Okay. Administration and Audit Committee Personnel Policy Update, Agenda Item Number 6. Action. Be it hereby resolved that the Administration and Audit Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby makes the following amendments to the Human Resources Policies to be effective May 1, 2006. Replace general manager slash chief executive officer with general manager slash CEO throughout the entire document. Section 1.01, authority. Vest the authority to create procedures needed to implement these policies with the general manager slash CEO rather than with department heads. Incorporates board resolution from October 31, 2005, allowing non-monetary changes to be made by the general manager slash CEO. Section 1.04, purpose of personnel policies. Corrects grammatical errors. Section 1.06, personnel procedures. Corrects grammatical errors. Section 1.08, equal employment opportunity. Adds job classification to basis for employment decisions. Corrects grammatical errors. Section 1.09, sexual harassment. Add jokes to sexually related materials that are prohibited. Replaces worker with employee. Section 1.10, harassment policy. Clarifies how questions regarding this policy can be addressed. Section 1.12, HIPAA. Add Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act section dealing with privacy and security of medical records. Section 2.02, professional appearance. Delete reference to denim on Fridays only. And makes casual dress left to the discretion of the general manager slash CEO. Section 2.03, timeliness. Previous policy required 1 hour notice if employee would be absent from work. Changes apply 1 hour notice or as soon as practicable notice to be unexpected absences. For expected or planned absences, allow supervisors to develop their own notice requirements. Section 2.07, improper conduct. Changes accept employment to accept outside employment. Deletes reference to officers in relation to prohibited personal investments. Section 2.11, tobacco use. Expands prohibition to include Brazos River Authority front entrances, not just within Brazos River Authority buildings and vehicles. Also adds reference to designated tobacco use areas. Section 2.13, information security, new section. Instructs employees to follow current information security procedures. Section 3.01, recruitment and selection. Changes clarify existing selection methods. Provides that the Brazos River Authority will fill vacant positions by both internal and external posting. Adds a requirement to obtain general manager slash CEO approval to promote from within the Brazos River Authority without any posting. Section 3.04, selection, adds requirement that new hires must be within the limits of current budget. Section 3.05, age requirements, change from 16 to 18 for full-time employees. Section 3.06, application for employment, change requires a mandatory check of driving record if employee will be operating a Brazos River Authority vehicle. Section 3.08, changes title of section to testing. Section 3.09, drug testing, deletes reference to random drug tests. Section 3.10, physical standards, corrects grammatical errors. Section 3.12, verification of eligibility to work, clarifies time frame in which a new employee must complete an INS form I-9. Section 3.14, disqualification of applicant, clarifies acts that may disqualify an applicant. Section 3.15, placement on Brazos River Authority payroll, allows new employees at locations other than central office to report to their respective office to be placed on payroll. Section 3.16, orientation, allows new employees at locations other than central office to report to the respective office for orientation. Section 4.01, categories of employment. Changes hours for regular and temporary full-time employees from 30 to 40 hours per week. Chapter 5, deleted section titled Annual Salary Review, incorporated into Section 5.08. Section 5.03, payroll deductions. Delete section authorizing a deduction from an employee's final check if uniforms or property are not returned upon termination. Section 5.07, pay groups and assignment, deletes pay plan and leaves budget as guidelines for pay groups. Section 5.08, adjustments to pay schedule, deletes all references to cost of living, clarifies that adjustments to pay schedule are determined by the Board of Directors and are reviewed on an annual basis in conjunction with the Employment Cost Index. Section 5.09, Longevity Pay, deletes procedure which does not belong in the policy manual. Section 6.01, Hours Worked, allows new employees at locations other than central office to report to their respective office to be placed on payroll. Section 6.02, Work Week, changes definition of work week from Saturday to Friday to as established by the general manager / CEO. Section 6.04, Exemptions from FLSA, deletes reference to Section 6. Section 6.06, Compensatory Time, exceeds stating that employees shall be able to use compensatory time within a reasonable time after the request to do so. Section 6.07, Holidays Worked, clarifies reporting of holidays worked. 6.09, Time Reporting, clarifies time reporting procedures, corrects grammatical errors. Section 6.10, BLO Plan Agreement, modifies sections to track legal requirements for BLO agreements. Section 7.02, Employee Responsibilities and Reports, requires supervisors to promptly notify the Human Resources Department of on-the-job accidents, as termination is possible disciplinary action for failing to report accidents. Section 7.04, On-the-job Inquiries, as mandatory reporting requirements. Section 7.06, Violence Prevention, replaces immediate discharge with up to and including termination. Section 7.07, Mandatory Reporting, corrects grammatical errors. Section 8.03, Drug and Alcohol Use, add prohibition of being under the influence while operating Brazos River Authority vehicles or during work hours. Add reference to alcohol use. Section 8.04, Drug and Alcohol Testing. Add alcohol testing and mandatory post-accident testing. Limits random testing to safety-sensitive positions. Section 9.02, Use of Tools, Equipment, Property, and Vehicles. Makes list of authority property that may be subject to inspection non-inclusive by adding but not limited to. Section 9.03, use the Brazos River Authority electronic mail, computers, and telephones. Add reference to Blackberries. Section 9.04, valid driver's license. Add requirement that employees must notify Brazos River Authority of traffic violations and changes in driver's license status. Section 9.06, Accident Reporting, clarifies reporting requirements. Section 10.02, Disciplinary Actions, clarifies disciplinary steps. Section 11.01, Types of Separations, replaces dismissal with termination. Section 11.06, Termination, corrects grammatical errors. Section 13.01, Job Descriptions, add requirement for supervisors to ensure that employees' job descriptions are correct. Section 13.02, Distribution, deletes requirement that each employee may be given a copy of their job description. Section 13.04, Employee Performance Evaluation, allows employees to provide a detailed written statement if they disagree with their evaluation. Section 14.02, Personnel Action Forum, clarifies that personal action forms should not be communicated to the employee until after all signatures have been obtained. Section 14.04, Leave Records, clarifies reporting system. Section 15.02, Relocation and Temporary Lodging, make relocation and lodging pay at the general manager / CEO's discretion. Section 16.01, Travel Expense Payment Policy, clarifies travel approval. Chapter 17, Benefits, changes full-time to regular full-time, corrects grammatical errors. Section 18.01, Definition, unauthorized absences may result in termination. Section 18.02, Military leave, notice must be given as soon as practicable. Section 18.03, Vacation leave, refers employees to Section 18.15 for vacation payout. Section 18.04, Sick Leave, clarifies when sick leave may be used. Section 18.05, Sick Leave Pool, clarifies purpose of sick leave pool. Section 18.14, personal time off, PTO, changes payment of PTO upon termination to 50% of unused PTO. Section 18.15, termination of employment, clarifies payment upon retirement. Section 19.01, holidays, allow general manager / CEO to set holiday schedule if holiday falls on a weekend. Summary. Staff has completed a full review of the personnel policies manual and has recommended several changes to the manual, which will serve to make human resource operations clearer and more efficient. Financial impact. The change of the calculation of PTO payout upon termination will be different with each case, but overall financial impact will be beneficial. Staff view. Staff believes the proposed changes are appropriate and in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. The proposed changes will serve to make the manual a fair and user-friendly document.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
At the time of the adoption of the proposed resolutions.
Motion by Bayon. Second by Lawrence. No, he doesn't.
No,
Lawrence. Say all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We don't need to poll the committee, do we? Do we? Okay, that's the story of the public committee.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director
Bayon? Yes.
Director
Baker? Yes. Director Baker? Yes. Director Baker? Yes. Director Baker? Yes. Director Baker? Yes. Director Baker? Yes. Director Baker? Yes. Director Baker? Yes. Thank you very much.
I have an email question. What is a BELO plan agreement?
BELO? It's the agreement that our lake rangers are all on at this time. It's a contract signed with them. We've reviewed that quite extensively, I believe.
I don't know what it is. I'm just curious.
Actually, BELO comes from a case. And BELO was the name of the company that was in the lawsuit, but irrespective, it's a type of contract that addresses folks that routinely work fluctuating hours overtime, but they have spikes, kind of spikes and dips, and what it's designed to do is level out the payment between the high periods and low periods. And Michael, this is a pretty good summary because you understand better the hours the lake rangers work, but I think the only folks that we have, before I speak, I want to make sure. The only folks we have in those agreements, I think, are our lake rangers. Is that correct?
Yes. It allows us to work them up to 55 hours a week.
And we had a consultant come in, once it was back in early 2001 or two, maybe, who came in and evaluated and helped prepare that agreement, helped negotiate that contract. But that's basically what a BELO contract is.
Any other questions? Thank you, Monica. And Wally, do you have anything else?
Yes, sir.
Okay.